case you missed the jubilant scenes in Dublin Airport earlier this week, 24 members of Transplant Team Ireland arrived back from the World Transplant Games in South Africa with an impressive haul of 34 medals. I'm joined in studio now by two of the victorious athletes, James Nolan from Kilcullen in County Kildare and Deirdre Fall from Dalkey in Dublin. You're both very welcome. And along with you is Colin White, the manager of the Transplant Team Ireland. Rattle the medals first there. Just to, yeah, there we go. Absolutely. Nothing like good sound effect. Congratulations again, first of all. Colin, a strong message goes out from the Games. It's about new life and about celebrating the difference, the huge difference that a transplant makes to people.
What the Games brings together really is 1,000 competitors from 50 countries celebrating the gift of life, celebrating that second chance that in most cases complete strangers have given by making a commitment to organ donation and their family following through on it. So the Irish Kidney Association is very much involved because it sees it as a great opportunity to promote the success of organ donation and transplantation, that it's individuals showcasing it. We're not talking scientific papers. We're actually seeing real people living real lives and showing that it works.
What it also says to particularly badly informed people like me is that any transplant capable, transplantation is capable of, at the very least, vigorous exercise. I wouldn't necessarily, if I was to think about it, have been sure that if you'd had a transplant that you could, you know, you would be physically capable of going out and going for a run or something like that.
Oh, very much so. Like transplantation, it's not about just keeping somebody alive. It's about giving them a real quality of life. Like to have looked at the 18 to 29 age category 100 metre sprint, the first three people across the line were in under 12 seconds. Now that is kind of impressive, even in mainstream running.
And Deirdre, did you think when you got your transplant, because yours was a liver transplant,
yes,
a very,
right.
very, yeah. very big operation, yeah. something that yeah. you know, maybe 20 years ago might not have been possible. Did you think that you afterwards were perhaps not going to be capable of that kind of any kind of vigorous activity, that you were going to have to yourself?
Yeah, well, you did. Well, I don't know if find yourself is the right word, but when I had my transplant, I didn't know where I was. You know, I was sick, and then within 3 weeks, I had a full liver transplant. So I found myself in a hospital ward thinking, you know, where am I? What am I going to be doing? And I think it's gradually as you get out of hospital and then you get back to your home life and then you sort of, you know, get back into the day-to-day things. And then eventually you say, right, oh, actually, I used to do a lot of sport. Maybe I'll start walking. Maybe I'll start playing a bit of golf. Maybe I'll go back and do things that I used to do. And it's gradually happens. And then you find something like Transplant Team Ireland and you start to really get to progress and find that you can be competitive and you can get that all back again. You know, when I started taking back up squash, which was a real important thing for me. But I've gone to the Games and we found that people, you know, one year they walk around the track, because we have a different element in our team where people come, you've got the high competitors and you've got the people who are just really, you know, testing the waters. They go do the walk 1 year, the next year they're running, the next year they're, you know, really training in the gym. They're you know, finding that they can be competitive, and as they get better and healthier and get off steroids and their meds improve, their life improves. And it's, you know, down really to the message of Transplant Team Ireland.
And your consultant didn't have any issues with you playing a sport like squash, which is, I mean, it's very, very energetic. It's a very fast sport. But also, you know, if you are hit in the wrong place with a very fast moving squash ball, it can be very painful. It could be very dangerous. Did he not have any, or he or she not have any issues about, you know, this precious new organ being used?
Well, I think after about 2 years, I went to my consultant, but and he said, I wouldn't recommend it, but then again,
that's their job.
That's their job. I mean, he'll say, I don't necessarily think it would be the best sport for you to take up. And I wouldn't necessarily recommend some people take up squash because they've never played squash in their entire life. So, but I've played it since the age of, you know, 10 and 11. So it was very natural to me. you know, we have people who ride horses and do all sorts of things. So, you know, but that's what they've done all their life. And I think that the message is you go back to exactly what you used to do and try and do it to the best of your ability. So he wasn't very keen on it.
I mean, you to some extent were inspired by seeing the team coming home in 2005. So there must be people who have seen you coming home or listened to this thinking, oh, I could do that.
Well, that's what the hope is. I mean, I was inspired when they came back in from Canada.
Already, I've received inquiries from people who've seen the publicity about the team in South Africa and they want to be a part of it also. So it's inspiring people straight off.
James, tell us about your own situation. You know, you've had a kidney transplant. Were you extremely ill for a number of years beforehand? Were you on dialysis for a long time? What happened?
I was born in 1967 with reflux. So most of my childhood was spent in and out of hospital. You know, one of my most vivid memories was checking into hospital wards. And I was very lucky that my mother and father were just so supportive. And even though I was very sick, they made sure that I wasn't excluded in anything that the rest of the family were doing. And that was very, very important, that you weren't pushed out. But yes, to answer your question, most of my childhood was spent in and out of hospitals and being sick. Inevitably, I ended up on dialysis in the old Meath Hospital in 1986. And but even when I was on dialysis, I actually managed to ride horses and, you know, had a relatively good lifestyle. I did dialyse myself four times a day at home, which was the biggest restriction, was working around the time frame that you needed to do your dialysis. Then I got problems and I got a little bit sicker. And unbeknownst to me, all my family went in to be tested for a living organ donor transplant, as in the kidney transplant for me. And my sister Catherine was 100% match. And she gave undoubtedly the greatest gift that any human being can give to any other human being, the gift of life. And I'm just so incredibly grateful. I realise how lucky I am. And when you go to the games, Miles, you realise, you know, just how special it is to have been given that second chance to live life.
You came across somebody at the games who was not competing, mm-hmm. but who was, I suppose, there to be inspired, perhaps, was he?
Yeah, most definitely. On the Saturday at the athletics, there was a variety of different sports personalities that were introduced to the team, a rugby player, a soccer player, an athletic guy. But there was, at the very end, there was a guy called Michael Kiprigat, and he's from Durban in South Africa. And I'd seen him once or twice when I was warming up for the 4x100 and the 4x400 relays. He had a big coat on him and he had a big backpack. And I was thinking, you know, 28 degrees, what's the story? So Michael was introduced to the crowd and I was so impressed. I left the stands and went down to meet him. He's 15 years of age. He's 2 years waiting for a heart and a double lung transplant. And what he had in his backpack was 4 kilos of oxygen. He's on oxygen 24/7. His life is filled with milestones of various major surgeries that he's survived. His body is tattooed with scars from the various operations. But he had the most incredible attitude to life. He wasn't bitter or resentful. He was so tolerant and he accepted exactly what he had to do to stay alive. And if you think of it, you can imagine yourself getting up in the morning and 24/7, everything you do in the day, you have this backpack of oxygen. And how does he have such an attitude? Mm. He was just inspiring. Every year I go to the games, I meet somebody who really, really touches me. And when I come back home to Ireland, I'm able to talk about them and make other people realise how goddamn lucky we are. Sometimes we take so much for granted. Well, this guy really, really left an impression on me.
There's a musical accompaniment, by the way, to your every word. The is still rattling in the background. That's a gold and a silver one in golf. Tell us about that.
Yep. Well, I'd be the first to put my hands up and say that I was incredibly lucky. First of all, on the team golf, I played with Brian Kearney, and the two of us play in the Curragh in County Kildare. So we'd had a few games together where we knew exactly what we were going to do, and we were absolutely thrilled. We gelled very, very well together in the day, and it was Colin put us together. And you know, apart from one hole, we scored on every hole, and that is what team golf is about. And we were thrilled to win the silver medal. But in the individual, I have to say, my father passed away 9 weeks ago, and I have absolutely no doubt he was a fanatical golfer, played in the Curragh Golf Club every Sunday, and he was always encouraging me to play golf. Second hole, I kind of duffed my drive, and I was skimming out over a lake, and about 20 yards before the bank, hit the water, and I thought, gone, big splash. Next thing, must have obviously hit a stone and bounced out onto the fairway. So I had a bit
somebody up there liked you.
Dad was looking after me the whole way around. So yeah, I was there was 41 in my category, and I was absolutely thrilled to win the gold.
Did you
want
playoff scratch, or did you with
your
handicaps?
No, you play off your handicaps.
Play off your handicaps. So what were you off?
I play off 18.
Right.
I wouldn't play much competitive golf. I kind of like the running. I do the 200s and the 400s and the running, but it didn't work out this year. But the golf then was so special to be able to come home, because my wife Emma, who's an incredible support to me and the rest of my family, to be there at the airport with the little baby. We had a baby 7 weeks ago, so Andrew James, we called him after
my
father.
You lost your father 9 weeks ago. You had a baby 7 weeks ago, and in the interim, you've won two medals. It's been quite an interesting, 3 months for in the life of James Nolan, isn't it?
It has, but it's been very special as well. And again, the support of Emma and my wife and my family has just been possible.
Deirdre, what was the competition like in the squash?
The competition in the squash usually varies. It can vary from very good to very bad, unfortunately.
There's nothing unfortunate about crushing
somebody. Well, it is, because, if you play squash, I play, league squash, and, I'm going out and I want a bit of competition. And sometimes you get people who are sort of trying it out, because in the games you can do fine.
Colin just wants you to win.
I know, I want to win too. I'd be very disappointed if I didn't. But like that, squash is something I've played all my life. I play in Old Belvedere squash club around the corner. I've played here in RTE and stuff like that. Frank Donnelly's my coach, who I'm very grateful for all his coaching and tips and everything he's given me over the last couple of years. But essentially, you want to go out and you want to get the best competition that there is in the world. And, this year I went out and I played everybody that turned up. I tend to play, you play in age categories, and I always try and play everybody out of my age category as well, just so I can be really sure that I'm beating all the girls in the world. So it was okay this year. I had a good girl from South Africa that I played, and I beat her as well. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on winning the gold. Yeah. And Colin, on the way back, you were met at the airport by David Hickey, the head of transplantation at Beaumont Hospital. I'd say a lot of the people on the team would owe someone like David Hickey a heck of a lot, wouldn't they?
David's a great guy. He's so down to earth. He's so natural. He didn't come to with any song and dance. It was just he was another person there to support the team, and it just means so much that he takes his own out of his own time to come and congratulate them and recognise what they have achieved. Because he's seen them as a surgeon, but he's actually seeing them as people. He wants to return a full quality of life to those people, and it's that extra interest that makes him that extra special surgeon.
And apparently he was a bit of a sportsman himself at one stage.
I believe he did a little bit all right, yeah.
Too long ago for any of us to remember. David Hickey, of course, winning All-Ireland football medals. Colin White, James Nolan, Deirdre Fall, thank you very, very much indeed. Congratulations. And hopefully, 4 years from now?
Two years from now. For the World
onwards and upwards,
Europeans
upwards,
next year.
You will do it all again.
If I could just one last thing.
Yeah.
If your audience want to be a part of the magic, if they could free text the word donor to 50050, they can request a donor card, and they can make a big change.
Okay, that's great, Colin. Thank you very much indeed for that. It's just after 11 o'clock. It's time for news from Clodagh Walsh.